colony was at the game, and they beat University of Georgia, beat them. And he was just happy over that, you know, but they didn't like it up there. And the next day we went to big horses, big races up there, had a big time day, lost a little money. And then the next morning, real early, we left. We got home about 10 o'clock at night. We stopped in that Atlanta, got some food. We stopped and eat down food. But we got hungry more than we something else. We stopped for something else. There's Charlie Edward, they come got us. And we went up there one way and they come to that game and had a big time and all, and they brought us home. I think Charlie went what he told them. So we went on the bus up there. And we're going around some West Hill. And it looked like we were going to fall over in a mountain in spite of it. But I sat right behind the driver. And I sat by. And he knew that we had. He soon found out that we were from off down here, you know, and hadn't been on a trip like that up in Woodland, and we was going to see all them mountains on that car, and what did you call it? And he was just nice as he could be to explain to us everything. We stopped made about three stops on the way. We stopped one place and had eat out down. Everybody, niggas are sitting at every table in the bathroom, man. I said, let's go somewhere else. I said, if they're doing this, everybody else is too. We just were going to sit down here and be contented. And you went down to the table, you had your plates, you know, and you take this and that and the other till you got all you wanted. And I told Irie, he had so much and he couldn't eat very much then. Because his health had got bad. Well, he had over $2 worth of stuff. He just had everything he saw good he wanted, all kinds of salads and vegetables and meats and pies and more pies and all such as this. And I saw the whisper to him, and I said, don't you know you can't, he's already on a certain kind of food. I said, don't you know you can't eat all that 50 pounds? He says, he sort of snapped me up a little bit. He says, I can have all I want to eat, you know. You don't look so mean. I told him, yes, you could, but if he eat all that, it'd be the most I ever did see. You know, when we got back and sat down, while that old table right over there was full of nickels, we had to get on another one. All right, he got, when it's over with, he hasn't even had that food. He paid for it, though. He paid for it. I didn't take no more than I wanted. I knew I couldn't eat all that stuff. I know. He just told me to give everything to have. Well, he had one of the biggest times up there he ever had in his life.
Oh, really?
He saw all the fine horses and statues of them and graves, pastures, you know, with all kinds of pretty horses and arrayed horses there. And then on when Sunday come, we went to this big town, I forgot the name of it now,